Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory. Everything got trying, everything got the truth. Humorous, writer, raconteur, mystic, and parallel parking expert. Thomas Savino. The fine wine of select gripes. Savino Veritas, live from Burbank.
I may be joking, but I'm never kidding. Join me each Thursday at 11 p.m. right here on SRN. Tonight's special edition of Savino Veritas is intended for listeners of all ages. Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 We're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready.
California, land of fantasy and make-believe. It's Savino Veritas. Featuring host, writer, humorist, experiential mystic, raconteur, and parallel parking expert, Tom Savino. Now, here he is with Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth, Tom Savino.
Welcome everyone to Savino Veritas. I'm Tom Savino, coming to you live from Burbank, California, land of make-believe and fantasy. And I want to tell you that serendipity has been a big part of my life, and the word is defined as an aptitude for making desirable discoveries by accident. And tonight, you too are blessed with serendipity, as you will be discovering Victoria Canal, the 17-year-old high school student whose maturity and talent is rightly wrangling the attention of fans and critics worldwide. Her new EP, Into the Pull, is just 13 days old, and we're going to hear it in its entirety and be honored and thrilled with a personal interview with Victoria Canal.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Savino Veritas with a V for victory, but tonight's V is for Victoria, Victoria Canal. Phil Hung of SRN1 was kind enough to send me a cut called Unclear from Victoria Canal's EP Into the Pool, which we will hear in its entirety this evening. And when I heard it, I just flipped over it. Phil asked if I'd be interested in interviewing Miss Canal, and after hearing the song, I was totally interested in it.
I wish the stars could save me from this pressure we someone would go ahead and just help me that all my dreams turn out all
biographical information. You're quite an interesting person. I heard your music before I saw you. Mm-hmm. And I thought you were not old, but like me, but but I thought you were an older individual. And mm-hmm. then I realized, looking at your data, that you're 17.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. And I said, how can someone have a voice like this? And then I found out you wrote your stuff. I said, oh my God, she's incredibly talented.
Oh my goodness, thank you. So what I'm noticing, sorry to interrupt, what I'm noticing is that with the video on, the audio, the quality of the audio is significantly reduced, so we might just want to talk without video, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because audio is the name of the game for this thing.
Yeah.
Let me shut off my camera. I guess it was really that bad looking at me that said, oh my God.
Not at all.
Okay, I'll shut off my camera. How's that?
Yep.
I noticed that in your video, the one for Unclear, mm-hmm. there's an older person with you. Is that your mom or grandmother?
My grandma.
Your grandma. I had a feeling it was your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so did she raise you?
No. I lived with my parents growing up, but she was a piano teacher, and she essentially introduced me to music because my parents aren't musicians, but she was the musician of the family.
This is another shock I had. your Liz from Notorious Radio. She sent me the video of Unclear, and I saw the video of Unclear. So first I heard Unclear. I heard mm-hmm. Unclear from the people in Canada at SRN.
Mm-hmm.
And the people said, would I be interested in interviewing you?
Mm-hmm.
And after I heard the music, because my show, I don't do this on my show. I don't interview mm-hmm. musicians or things like that. It's usually comedy stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
So this is a departure for me, but after I heard your music, for sure, I would definitely. So I didn't, you know, I sort of got to know you a little bit in dribs and drabs and little pieces here and there, and then I saw your video, and I saw, wow, this is really great, and then I read biographical information about you that mentioned that you were born with no right arm.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it in the video. I didn't notice it. I went back and saw the video and I said, oh my God, yeah, how could I not notice that? But you know how I could not notice that? Because your talent was just, and the music and your singing and everything was just predominant. It just dominated everything.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is that a topic? Can we talk about that? Or is
brilliant?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, that's all part of my story and the way that I can reach out to people and, you know, tell them that they can do whatever they dream about doing. So definitely, I'm not embarrassed or ashamed about who I am.
Very good. I could. Yeah. That's a great attitude and.
And
my show is, like I said, it's usually satire and comedy. So it's very informal. So we'll talk. And if you want to interrupt me or mention something or comment on something I say or make fun of me or anything like that, just please do so.
I'm much more of an audience member than a stand-up comedian myself, so I might not make jokes, if that's okay with you. I might laugh more than I actually create comedy. I'm not a good jokester.
Well, actually, then we're the perfect pair because I'll do the joking and you can just laugh.
I don't think that's funny.
Thank you, Vicky. Victoria, do you hate it when people call you Vicky?
No, not at all. Actually, my Facebook name is Vicky, so.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Victoria, my private profile.
And you're a senior, is that correct? Senior in high school.
Yeah, senior in online high school.
What was the name of the high school again?
Well, it's actually well, it's K-12, which is an online program that's me travel.
This is our first joke. I thought you said online high school,
and yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, online high school, what a great name! Hell, online. Hell, online. We have to have an alma mater.
So. What in the hell are you talking about?
So it's a high school that is online.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's really. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've been doing it for 3 years, and it's given me a lot of flexibility to really do music professionally and take it seriously, while also, of course, getting my high school degree. And yeah.
Well, that, you know, I was going to ask you down the line in this interview how you manage high school and being on, and still go on tour and still create these professional EPs and songs, which we're going to hear on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. You're going to hear, you've already heard some of Unclear as we started the show, and you're going to hear more as we go along.
Fasten your seatbelt.
And so just so that you just answered that question, it's very very flexible online high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still difficult though. It requires a lot of self-discipline and getting up early in the mornings, which I really don't like doing. So, but I definitely can't complain because I get to do what I love. So.
Absolutely. But that's a great I'm glad that opportunity is there for you and people like you, and there are not too many people like you. So, Victoria, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. I'd read in your PR thing it said you're Spanish?
Yeah, I'm Spanish-American. My dad is Spanish, and he was raised in Barcelona, and my mom's from Atlanta. So, international kid. I actually never lived in the United States up until last year when I started staying with my grandparents and my aunt in Atlanta to record this EP. But I was born in Munich, Germany, and since then I've lived in Shanghai and Tokyo and Amsterdam and Dubai and Madrid and Barcelona, and I've always just been a third culture kid. I love traveling, and that's what I always want to do. I think I was kind of born for the road, so I think being a musician and a touring performer is really, it fits like a glove for me.
Well, that's great. And we will talk when we get near the end of the show. I'll tell people about your touring schedule. You are an international person. Mm-hmm. You said born in Munich, right?
Yeah, but I don't speak German. Everybody always asks me that. And we moved away like right after I was born, so I didn't get a chance to learn German.
Why all the traveling?
Well, I think my dad picked his line of work because he knew, well, both my parents knew that they wanted to move around while raising kids. And, my brothers and I just always grew up around, international schools and international communities. And, it was just a choice on my parents' part, to really make sure that we had a cultured childhood and a different experience, something that a lot of people don't get to have.
Wow, so that, I was had this preconceived idea that, he's in the military, or he's in the parents are airline people or something. So they actually planned on moving their children around to get a wide experience.
Yeah. So every time my dad applied for a job, it was just international or in a different country. And we always opened up ourselves to the opportunity of living somewhere new. But nope, not a military rat.
Does your father, what do they do? Your father and mother?
Well, my mom just lives at home and takes care of us three kids. And now that we're off at college, she's, rediscovering her art. She's an artist as well, but visual art. And she helps me a lot with my music. Currently, she's the one living with me in Atlanta while I travel and record and try to kind of make it in the music industry as a 17-year-old. But my dad works in the pharmaceutical industry. So he's always been a businessman.
Now, what brought you to Atlanta? Right now, Victoria Canal. We are speaking with Victoria Canal.
Great. Canal, yeah.
Canal, correct?
Canal, like water, you know, like, yes. Like Panama Canal.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, it is pronounced canal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it's canal. Canal.
Yeah, some people say canal, but it's canal.
Oh, my mistake.
As you may know, well, you do know, because I mentioned it yesterday, that I was a high school teacher, mm-hmm. and most of my students were Latino.
Really?
And yes, and I've had a number of canals and canales, and
canales.
I've mm-hmm. been corrected, because now you're re-correcting me here. Please make up your mind, you canal people. It's
because, old habits die hard.
I was originally I said canal, and they said canal. Canal.
It's fine.
But you canal's okay with you.
Yeah, canal. When I talk to people in English, my name is Victoria Canal.
Okay. Victoria Canal. And when you're introduced on stage, it's for Victoria Canal.
Yes.
Well, Victoria, I absolutely love your music.
Thank you.
And actually now, because I do a little research for this, I do as little research as possible. Now I do research, obviously, when my guests are on. And I've been listening to your music more mm-hmm. than I might, you know, just someone on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I cannot get the song Unclear out of my head.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
That's the aim.
And we will play the entire Unclear. As a matter of fact, we have the honor and the privilege and the permission to play Victoria's entire EP. And as the night progresses, we will be cutting away to her songs. Now... Mm-hmm. Some of the songs are, well, let's talk about Unclear first, because that's the big.
Yeah, I can talk a bit about Unclear if you want me to.
Sure. And okay. And the video that mm-hmm. the first video, so I think you have another video which I haven't seen yet for another song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that one?
So the second single off the EP is called City Shoes.
Oh, yes.
And we just filmed the video for it last week, and I'm so stoked. I just got the first edit back, and it looks really, really good. I learned some, like, waltz choreography for it, and there's a really cool dance sequence, but it's like a ballad, sort of romantic, really elegant video. So I'm so excited for people to see that one.
And though I try
far as Unclear goes, I released the song back in August without a video, and then within the past few months, I took the time to film a music video for it, my very first, with Zach Arias, an amazing photographer and filmmaker. And really the inspiration behind it was sort of like a dreamlike...
You say in your song, do I want to go down that road? What is that road that you are considering going down or not?
Okay, so the road that I'm talking about really is pursuing music as more than just a passion or a hobby. It's, you know, exposing myself to the music industry, which is an entirely different beast. And that's also what the song is about, is asking myself whether anyone really wants to listen to my heart or my art, and questioning whether it's worth sacrificing some of my original artistry to make a more commercial brand or product, you know, and essentially just telling myself to stay true to myself no matter what, because I know that there are a lot of really popular artists that still stay authentic, and I don't really believe you have to sacrifice who you are to be a success in the music industry.
I see. That's very good. Very good perspective. I took it as you were perhaps wondering if you should pursue this whole career thing, but you are saying that, but in terms of whether or not you want to, I won't use the word sell out, but whether or not you have to compromise your heart, your artistic passions, right? Exactly. For commercial reasons, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, Victoria, in the video Unclear, mm-hmm. I see you with an older person who is mm-hmm. at the piano. And who is that person?
So that beautiful, beautiful lady is my grandmother. Mama Jimmy is her name, or what people call her. She's a big hit in her small town now that the video has come out. Everybody called her mini famous, and it's funny. But yeah, she essentially introduced me to music because she was a piano teacher, and she, you know, sat me down next to her at the piano when I was 4 or 5 years old, and at 6, I started piano lessons with a person in Spain, another teacher. And I would say she's, you know, the main reason I first started being interested in music and making it rather than just listening to it.
I kind of picked up in the video, Victoria, that older person was a big influence on you musically. Now, as I had mentioned to you privately, when I first saw the video, there's a couple of things I want to tell the Savino Veritas audience. And that is, number one, when I first heard Victoria's song Unclear, it was clear to me that this person was at least 30 years old.
Seriously?
Late 20s and 30s. And then I learned, reading her bio notes, that she's 17, and that was realization number one that blew me away. Realization number two, I saw, ladies and gentlemen, her entire video Unclear, and I loved it, and I did not notice that she is minus a right arm. Until I read her bio again, and it said that Victoria was born without a right arm. And then I watched the video again, and I said, oh, my God, yes. First of all, how did I miss that? And I made an appointment immediately with my ophthalmologist and my optometrist because I should have seen that.
I don't think that's funny.
But as I said to you, your talent and your abilities and your skills and your beautiful voice just overpowered everything else. I was just enthralled with you and your heart, your music and your heart, and I didn't notice that. But on a more practical note, I do want to ask you, your grandmother was a piano teacher and she influenced you and she taught you the piano. And then I noticed, again, reading your bio, that you play a number of instruments, but that's a challenge with one arm. How do you manage that?
Well, you know, I think I love music so much that I really don't see it as a limitation. I wouldn't let anything else, you know, block me from doing, you know, it's kind of like learning a language. Maybe you don't have such good memory as somebody else, or you know, you don't have photographic memory like somebody else might, but you still work hard and try to learn that language no matter how hard it'll be and how long it'll take. It really just depends on your will, and I think that's the same way I look at learning instruments and improving my craft and my art. Is it's really it only has to do with my love for it, not anything else.
When you tour, Victoria, do you play an instrument on stage?
Yeah. I'm actually, that's one of my it's one of my vices, because I'm so accustomed to hiding myself behind a piano that when I don't play with an instrument, specifically the piano, I feel very exposed. So most of the time I play the keys while I'm on stage. Plus, I tour just with my mom and maybe like a friend, and I'm the only one that plays on stage, so I'm a solo act for now, and it works well. I think I respect musicians that are also that are legitimately musicians and not just singers, because it's really important to know the substance of the music and not just the melodies.
The fact that you were born without your right arm, was it a birth? I can't think of the word. Victoria, help me out.
It's called amniotic band syndrome, and it basically just means that part of the circulation on one of the limbs most of the time gets cut off. I was born without half of my right arm, so it stops like right above where the elbow would be. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else really to tell. I've had my whole life to get used to it, and I'm perfectly happy with what I've got.
Yes, I would imagine that it being born with something like that is, of course, when you're a little infant, it's like, just give me my food, please, and
yeah.
And let me watch Sesame Street. It's like,
definitely. Know. It's not something you're thinking about when you're a kid. Once I hit adolescence, that was pretty rough. But, you know, I think eventually I just had to learn, just like everybody else, to be comfortable with myself and have confidence in myself and know that I'm more than my appearance.
Oh, absolutely. You are just incredible.
Having
that disability is in a sense inspirational for a lot of people. Is that, do you feel like you're trying, is it part of your maybe part of your drive to go down that road, the road that you wonder if you should or not? Is part of that motivated by wanting to show others that they shouldn't be limited, but they shouldn't limit themselves?
Yeah, I definitely see my situation as an opportunity and almost, you know, my responsibility. It's, yeah, I feel like I have a responsibility on my shoulders to encourage people to really believe in themselves and work hard, extra hard, as hard as they possibly can towards doing what they are inspired by and live for. You know, I live for music. I live for meeting people who love music and make it and listen to it and like mine. And I just see, you know, whatever I can do to inspire people and give people hope, is valid and valuable to me. And the fact that I have a supposed disability that I can use to my advantage, I think only adds more. I mean, regardless of my, you know, situation, I would still like make music. I would still go for it. It's not like my arm fuels my reasons for pursuing music. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think it's only a catalyst to how many people I can reach and inspire and help be kind and compassionate and accepting and open, not only towards others, but towards themselves.
Oh, excellent. And would you say now on your EP, which is titled
Into the Pull?
Into the Pull. Interesting title.
Yeah, the idea behind it was it's like sometimes I feel like I'm getting sucked into the pull, the whirlwind that is life and experience and, you know, moments and time. And I think the artwork kind of reflects that too. So when I saw the artwork, that's the title I came up with.
Is there any one particular song on the EP that might reflect what we were just talking about, how you want to show people that they should find whatever they love and go for it?
Well, I think the two songs on the record that question identity are Unclear and Wolves, the first and second tracks on the record. And I mean, not explicitly. I don't bluntly tell people to go and run after their dreams. Unclear and Wolves are the two songs that really question identity and purpose and truth and, you know, passion. And I don't explicitly point out that people should, you know, go for their dreams. I think I let the music speak for itself, and then my story as a person, as an artist, is more explicit.
I won't be holding my breath for much longer. I'm so-
So you yourself, you're the example, not necessarily a song that you want to write.
Not necessarily the music. Yeah, I think my songs are very expressive. When I sit down and write, it's mostly just for me. You know, I relieve myself, and I give myself the satisfaction of having contributed something into the world, even if it never gets heard by anyone, something that I think means a lot to me or says something, valuable or anything, or even if it's just a love song that people can listen to and feel and relate to. I like letting people know that they're not alone. And I also like reflecting on past moments in my life. I'm a very, very nostalgic person. I'm happy. I'm very happy, but I'm also very nostalgic. So I think, yeah, definitely my story is the part that reaches out to people and tells them that, your dreams are always valid, no matter who you are or where you come from. It only matters how hard you work and how much work you're willing to put into it. And then my music is really a different way of reaching out to people and letting them know that they're not alone, or that I've felt love like they have before, or I don't know who I am. It's not like, you know, I've figured out who I am and that's why I can pursue music. I kind of think everybody really is on a constant journey to figure out who they are. Not just me, hopefully. I don't know if you know exactly who you are, but that's something I think we all go through. So, yeah.
Well, that's very astute and mature of you. There, the one thing it says on your, what was that website? Let me see, ladies and gentlemen. My staff, I don't have a staff. I'm my entire staff here. I think it was called Green Light. Go. Yes. Mm-hmm. And on Green Light Go, it says, there are mature themes running through the music, which belie. I love that word. I mean, the old English teacher. Canals or canals years. Little girl confronts human trafficking and domestic abuse, giving a voice to those who have no option but to grow up too fast. So that's an interesting thing. I was reading the lyrics. Thank you for sending them to me, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was reading the lyrics to Little Girl. And before I read that blurb that I just read from Green Light Go, and I thought it was like a dead person talking to, like coming back or something. I totally misinterpret.
You know what? Everybody misinterprets that song. Every time I hear somebody like tell me what they thought it meant, it's always something different. So don't even worry about it. I love hearing people's interpretations of it. You know?
Oh, that's cool. That's good. Yeah. That's good too. I think personally, I think that's good that you don't say, "What are you crazy? How did you think that?" It's about human trafficking.
All right, I apologize. I'm really, really sorry.
But I do want to ask how you would come up with a song about human trafficking. Is that, so you're a bit of an activist yourself, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think as long as I'm pursuing a, public figure role, that's what I'm supposed to do. Without being an activist, you know, what am I even publicly releasing art for?
Well, that's a good attitude, I think, a good perspective.
Thanks. This song, I accidentally kind of wrote it about that. It was back when I was studying at Berklee College of Music, and I sat down that day wanting to write a letter to a younger version of myself, basically telling myself that everything was going to be all right. But then it turned into, I actually wrote the song on the guitar, but it translated a lot better on piano. It turned into an ode to victims of domestic violence and human trafficking and people who lose their innocence far before they deserve. I mean, nobody really deserves to unwillingly lose their identity and you know, their person. And I found it kind of heartbreaking while I was writing it. I learned a lot about human trafficking and just how much there is in the world, but how many people turn their other cheek and avoid it as much as possible. And there are just so many people that live unwillingly in circumstances that they can't get out of. So that was kind of my what the song was about. Each stanza of the song is really a different story within itself, so it's super open to interpretation, but that's personally what I was writing about it, or writing it about.
I noticed that, like, it begins as a sort of a dialogue, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little girl, why don't you answer me? Little girl, why do you cry? Well, right now, you're standing next to me. So when you get into the, well, right now, you're standing next to me, that's another person speaking, right?
Yeah, well, no, so basically the thought is, like, after having reflected on the song, like, after having written it, when I look back on the lyrics, I think they change for me, but right now, it essentially means that I've saved a girl from an unfortunate circumstance, like an abusive home, or a sex circuit, or, you know, some sort of other abusive situation. And degrading situation, and she's essentially crying and wanting to be okay, and I'm telling her that she will be okay because now she's saved.
I see. Very good. Very good.
Don't you answer me, little girl, why do you cry? Well, right now you're standing next to me, and that means you're alright. Little girl, what are you doing here? It's not a place for you to play. I've seen people die here. I've seen the clouds rain every day. But who does this to you? Who makes your day a sad song? Yes, I know it's tough not to know what the future will be like when you return. But who does this to you? Who makes your day a sad song? Oh, is it my dear? You sing. Dreams will come true, but I'm afraid you cannot travel there. The time is just not right for you. The time is just not right for you.
Wolves is for the people who are ridiculed just because they're unembarrassed about being true to themselves. Those who struggle to fit in with the prescribed definitions of what it is to be normal or cool. Even City Shoes. Well, let's get into City Shoes in a minute. Well, we don't have to get into City Shoes. We could just take off our shoes and put on our slippers.
What is wrong with you?
We'll talk about City Shoes in a moment. But the Wolves. I read also that you are a proponent of the LGB. Give me those letters again. What are they? Give me an L. Give me a G.
LGBTQ.
Yes. LGBT. PT what? What's the last?
BTQ. Questioning.
Oh. They've added a letter.
They've added a couple more too. I've gotten in trouble for not saying a couple of others that they've added, but those are the ones that I stick by.
It's hard to keep track of things, ladies and gentlemen.
The power of willful ignorance cannot be overstated.
You're listening to Savino Veritas here on SRN 1. We're speaking with Victoria Canal. We're speaking with Victoria Canal. In Georgia. Now, how did you wind up in Georgia? You started in Munich and bounced around Europe and Dubai. There's another word I can't say. India.
Dubai.
So why am I making it difficult? That's very easy. Dubai.
Yeah.
How old were you when you were in Dubai?
13.
Yeah. Okay, 13. So did you like it there? Did you?
I mean the city is beautiful. Dubai was the last city I lived in before I started online school, and before then I had lived in Madrid for a long time, and I really fit in well, and I was a pretty, not a popular kid at school, just people liked me. And when I moved to Dubai, it was a little bit like I was just entering my awkward phase, and I, you know, had a crush on every boy I saw. So I wasn't a popular kid at all at school. And this kind of started fueling the song Wolves, because, you know, I kind of started seeing myself as a different entity than the rest of my grade and the rest of the school. But if you want me to go into Wolves, like you were asking before, I can talk a little bit more about the inspiration behind that.
Yes,
you want
me to talk about Wolves?
Okay. So Wolves essentially came to be around a year ago, because I had a friend. I won't say any names, mm-hmm. but I confided in her because I was having a lot of trouble figuring out basically my sexuality and whether or not I was straight. And I told her about it. I confided in her, and she broke our trust and went and told her whole school about it. And it came back around, and people started making fun of me and all this kind of stuff. And I felt really insecure, and you know, it was just not a good time. And I felt really victimized, and I was pitying myself a lot. So essentially the song is my escape, or was my escape, when I was, seeing the rest of the world as wolves. You know, eventually I figured out I am straight, and everything was okay. I didn't become friends with her again, but it's the hidden meaning behind the song is a break in trust, and how, you know, everybody really feels like they can't fit in. So it's more the mindset, if that makes sense. It's a darker song.
Yes. That's a great explanation, and I appreciate your sharing all that with us. That's wonderful, Victoria. I'm so glad to know you.
At Thank least you.
As far as Skyping knowing you is concerned, as far as you can know someone by Skype. But I I know you from your music and your lyrics. In that song, Wolves, it ends with the refrain, or there is the refrain, I am not a ghost. I don't believe in ghosts. I can't be a ghost.
Yeah, so that goes back to, you know, my time right before going into online school and how I kind of felt a little bit invisible. I mean, that's okay. I had, you know, I'm the kind of person, I don't need pity or anything, but, I was the kind of person, I've always been the kind of person that just has one or two really, really good friends, you know, people I cherish and can trust with my life. Yeah, that line just came from really feeling like I could never be a popular kid, which I eventually, once I started online school, I figured out that's kind of okay. You know, high school doesn't extend past high school. It only lasts 4 years. And afterwards, you know, your identity is not defined by how popular you rank, you know, in a body of 60 people. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Now, This is interesting, this online, how this year, your senior year, you're in online high school. Mm-hmm. Were you last year as well, or?
Yeah, I've been doing online high school since 10th grade.
Oh, you've been since 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys having a prom?
No, this school, the online base is actually in Switzerland, so it'd be kind of hard to make it over just for prom. But I've never been, you know, that kind of girl anyway. I actually, when you see the City Shoes music video, you'll kind of think it resembles a prom, or it's at least what I hope prom would be. It's kind of awesome. But what was I going to say? Yeah, my very, very, very best friend, who I went to school with in Dubai, does online school now too, because she's a professional model and she travels a lot. So I'm really lucky to have the close, close friends I have, because I live off Skype, religiously, and, I never really feel lonely. I think also online school has helped me cultivate a sense of knowing how to be on my own without being lonely. You know, I think that's such an important skill to have, and really hard for a lot of people, is to spend time alone without necessarily watching TV or listening to music, but really just time talking to your own thoughts and you know, writing down ideas or writing music or just thinking and being okay with yourself when you're doing that. And I'm really happy that I've gotten that opportunity.
Well, yes, you and Henry David Thoreau are very...
We'd be buddies. We'd be best friends.
You'd be best friends.
Yeah.
You would be, yeah. But I say that he's one of my big heroes, so, and so are you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
I detest cheap sentiment.
But let's get into City Shoes now. Because Now this is about a breakup?
It's about the one that got away.
The one that got away. Okay. Tell us, these City Shoes only remind me of missing you.
Mm-hmm.
And though I tried, I can't seem to block out those easy eyes. I like that, those easy eyes. The peace I felt while next to you is a moment New York can't quite chew. Oh, those City Shoes only remind me of you.
That voice, it's so dramatic. Oh, my goodness. So this song is basically supposed to be about moving to a big city and leaving someone behind. And once you've gone and moved to the big city, which in this case I called it New York, even though it was Atlanta, and, you know, started pursuing your dream, there are so many sacrifices you have to make personally. And this one guy, you know, I met him a couple years back and we've been on and off ever since, but he provided a really still sense of peace in me, and when we spent time together, it was like nothing else was occurring in the world. You know, it was like time stopped, and when I wrote the song, I was craving going back to that moment, and that's basically what the song is about.
I remember those times. Yes, I've had those times. I think everybody has.
Yeah.
Almost yeah. everybody.
Yeah, and it is essentially about your first love as well, you know, and how hard it is to get over the first time you've ever felt peace with someone.
Yes. It's a universal theme, and it's wonderful. And we're going to hear that now.
A Veritas do-over.
Has a song that gets stuck in their head, so I like that Unclear is the one for you. A lot of people like Not Afraid.
I was just gonna say Not Afraid, which
yeah
I'm looking at right now. Some things just aren't meant to be. That's not the case when it comes to you and me. Oh, I wait a minute. I saw the video for Not Afraid. You have a video for Not Afraid, don't you?
The live one, yeah. It's a live studio session.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I wrote this one basically. It's a letter. I wrote this letter wishing it had been written to me by this same person. Essentially, he was very ashamed to show our relationship to the world, and I always wish that he would, you know, like romantic boyfriends do. They want to show their, you know, girlfriend off to everybody and stuff. And so I wrote this as a letter that I wish he had written to me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Savino Veritas. Savino Veritas, in Wine the Truth, W-H-I-N-E, usually, the fine wine of select gripes, and that's W-H-I-N-E, but there's no whining tonight. No whining, because we're talking to Victoria Canal. I should just go with canal. Which could,
whatever you wish.
Canal, okay. Old habits, hard.
Die hard, yeah.
And there is a verse in her song, ladies and gentlemen, that says, "Your kiss is like a glass of wine, light from the start, but only gets better with time." How much wine have you been drinking, Victoria?
I don't drink. So it might not actually be an accurate line. It just rhymed, so I wrote it.
But it makes sense, too. Because, you know, wine does get better with
time. It gets better with time, right? Yeah. So cool. That's good. I don't drink. And if I do, it's not wine. It's definitely not wine. I don't drink. Yeah. For the record, you can't put that on the radio. I'm 17. So I don't drink.
Okay.
No, God. No, no.
No! No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. 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 I refuse. No.
Yeah. I'm glad you don't, because I'd have to report you to the dean. Although you're on online high. Hell online high. Da, 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 da.
Oh my goodness.
We're talking and laughing and joking and having fun with Victoria Canal. I did it. Hey, I got it right.
Yes,
Victoria
nice.
Canal, who is an incredible musically artistic person. And many, are you visually artistic too? Your mom is.
My mom thinks I am, but I am not. My brother is, though. He's actually getting his degree in fine art in London.
Oh.
And then my other brother is an actor. But studying human rights.
He's an actor? Where is he?
Also in London. They live together.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Very good. And you guys have... That's really great. And you got great places to visit, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
An excuse to go to London. So I have to visit my brothers.
Yeah. I've actually been thinking about relocating there and living with them. But it all depends.
Now, you have... a whole team of people behind you, and deservedly so. people of Savino Veritas listening to this, as you hear from the songs, this is an incredible artist that deserves this kind of team. So tell us about your creative people that help you.
Sure. So right now, okay. So, Mama Jan Smith, Jesse Owen Aston and Demond Mickens produced the EP. They're a team of incredible, incredible producers who I went into the studio with and really collaborated with to bring the songs to life and not just, you know, keep them on the ukulele, guitar, or piano, you know, really bring another dimension to them. Who else do I work with? I'm working with Greenlight Go, the publicity firm, and CrowdSurf, who works a lot with social media boosting stuff. And I've worked with several different, or actually Zach Arias for the first music video and Mary Caroline Russell for the second for City Shoes. All incredible, incredible talents. This is what I love doing most, is really collaborating with other artists and business minds and creative entrepreneurs to come up with the best possible product. And I'm really proud of the brand and the story and the product I have now, because there have been so many people who have put work into it and time and dedication. So when I say I'm proud of it, it's not me being proud of something that I've made in my bedroom. It's something that's been worked on and hammered out and cultivated for a year and a half by a lot of different people.
And the person who gave me that connected you to me is Liz.
Liz at Notorious
and
Radio.
What is Notorious Radio?
I believe it's her freelance radio promotion company. So she works specifically with independent artists and reaches out to radio to try to get them placement and boost their numbers and legitimacy as artists. So
I
I'm really
see.
Yeah, I yeah, see. It's really great. Because not a lot of independent artists get that opportunity.
Well, you deserve this opportunity and more. Absolutely. Tell
Thank
us
you.
About how you were discovered. Now, I told you how I discovered you. I mean, let me rephrase that, listeners. I didn't discover Victoria Canal for the world. I meant I discovered her for my life. But I mean, how did the world discover Victoria Canal?
You know what? If I'm being perfectly honest, I think the media has put a huge emphasis on being quote unquote discovered and, you know, being found and being seeked out. But you know, really the way I view it, even though it does take a lot of people to make something great, getting discovered is kind of a fib. I think the substance of somebody who works really hard is someone who doesn't wait to be discovered. It's someone who goes out and tries and tries and tries again until somebody notices and pays attention and tells them that they're, you know, good enough to do what they're trying to do professionally and they should keep going at it. All the people that I admire and most of the people who have gotten to a place where they're legendary and significant have been working at that for over 10 years. Whether they start when they're 10 years old or when they're 27 years old, you know, they've put their 10,000 hours in. So really more than being discovered, I think it's just going out and doing it and reaching out to people and sending emails and practicing and writing and, you know, sharing stuff, whether or not you get great numbers or not. It's really just about making art and trying to make a living off art and trying to contribute something substantial and important to the world. So I don't really know if that answers your question at all, but
what I'm getting at, I suppose, is like, hang on a second, Victoria.
Another plane?
I don't know. It's an alien buzz coming from. Besides, yeah. I don't know what that was, but I'll cut that out.
I think I know what you're trying to ask. To answer your question, Mama Jan Smith is really the first person in the United States that told me that I might be able to make it as a musician. And she started doing vocal lessons for me. And eventually she wanted to get into the studio with me. So she's the reason that I've made this EP and gone forward as much as I have with music. So Mama Jan is my answer. She's worked with she's a legendary vocal coach, and she's worked with artists like Usher and Justin Bieber and Drake and Ludacris and countless others.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, God bless you, Mama Jan.
Mama yeah, Jan. Thanks, Mama Jay. Yeah,
that's. We really appreciate that. The world appreciates that, Mama. That's fantastic. Now, in the video on Clear, there were some like home movies. There was you with Mama Jan, right?
No. So Mama Jimmy, that's my grandma.
But there was also maybe as you were a little older, there were some films of you performing, you know, small crowd, maybe school or something. What was your first? Tell us about your first public performance and how you dealt with that. Did you like that?
So when I was really young, like the first year I started playing piano, which was at like 6 or 7 years old, I had to do a recital at the end of each month, and I dreaded it. I would always hide behind, you know, the room, and at school I would always hide in the back of the room, and then when I had to go up and perform, I would, like, you know, duck my head and be super bashful and stuff. And I'm still pretty bashful on stage, but I love it now. Like, I used to really not like it at all, but after a certain moment, maybe I did always love it. I honestly can't remember. I think I was embarrassed only because, you know, when I receive compliments, I never really know how to react. Yeah, I think it just, performing in front of family, and performing at school, whether it was like a crowd of 10 people to a crowd of 500 people, like the whole school or anything, I just loved getting up there and singing and playing and showing people what I had written. At first I started a lot with classical performances, classical piano, but as I got into songwriting, I got a lot more excited about showing people what I could do original, you know. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then someone along the line must have saw you and said, you should, let's develop you. Was that Mama
Jan?
One of the mamas? And she heard you at one of the live things, or heard a recording?
No. Actually, in 2012, my mom reached out to her through her Facebook page. And she didn't respond. And then, because I kind of sucked. So the next year, she got back to her again after I had done a program at Berklee College of Music, and she was interested. And, we started doing lessons together when I traveled over to the States, and it just grew from there. She has an artist development, management firm, that I briefly worked with, and just to get to a point where I really felt comfortable with, you know, the brand that I was putting out into the world, something more polished, but at the same time, still authentic. And I think she really helped me get to that point.
Well, I see. That's wonderful. Now, you went to the Berklee College of Music.
Mm-hmm. The 5-week summer performance program, 2 years in a row.
And you write you compose your own, besides writing the lyrics, you compose your own music.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, because I've written songs myself, and mm-hmm. but I don't, I'm semi-illiterate when it comes to writing music and reading music.
Mm.
Do you actually write, do you do the notations and write it down?
No, I just do chords. I'm much more jazz prone when it comes to music theory. I do chord charts and rhythm charts and stuff like that. But as far as like what you see on classical music or note sheets, I don't do that stuff. I used to read that a lot, but eventually I've always played by ear. I've never really read the music. I've always just learned it and played it by muscle memory and hearing. So I can read it, but when I write, I don't take the time to do that.
So somebody else does that for you? I mean, you say, here's my, you just record it like, and say, and then somebody puts it on paper and.
No. I mean, actually, so all you really need to record or to communicate with musicians is chords. So I know my chords, of course, and I know my progressions and everything like that. You don't need notation to communicate with anybody in a studio. Nobody really does that anymore unless they're classical musicians. You kind of just use chords.
Well, Victoria, please, you have to forgive me because the more I talk to people, especially younger people as yourself, the more I realize I am so out of the loop with things.
Because I don't think you realize what you're saying.
I mean, back when I was in college and I was writing music, or in, you know, 18, 19, writing music, and I said, you know, you have to copyright this. And in order to copyright it, you got to get it down on the music sheets. You got to write the notes on the things, and you got to do.
You're not much of a bargain, you know. You're conceited and thoughtless and messy.
I guess that's like not an archaic world.
Yeah, now just to copyright something, all you have to do is record it on your phone. It's kind of crazy.
Everything is on the phone.
Everything is
on the phone. Even this show can be heard on the phone.
It's the Fabulous D Show.
All tied up, ready.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards.
ChooseTalk.com.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth. This is Artist D.
And Anne-Marie from Up All Night on For Culture Radio.
Have you got any wine, Anne-Marie?
I'm completely intoxicated.
We love to wine. We drink wine. We listen to Savino Veritas every week at JuiceTalk.com. Don't we love Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
The show could be heard on the phone on TuneIn Radio. I should get the names of things right.
It's probably a good
royalty,
thing.
There's a royalty, whatever it is. If you got a phone, you can find this. Mm. And you are listening to Victoria Canal. I got it right again.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Canal. Great musician, singer, songwriter, who we have the honor of not only speaking with, but listening to her incredible music, which we're playing for you tonight, right here on Savino Veritas on SRN1. And you can hear this as you are right now hearing this at 148.ca/1. And you can hear it 24/7. On archived as a podcast on Juiced Talk, JuicedTalk.com, JuicedTalk.com. You could hear it whenever you wish on JuicedTalk.com. You can hear every episode of Savino Veritas, as well as this with Victoria Canal. So, the tours.
I got a band and everything.
When I heard Not Afraid, I sensed a Norah Jones influence. Are you influenced by her at all?
Some things just aren't meant to be. That's not the case when it comes to you and me, babe. Wasting time is just a minute. Cause it's not wasting time at all if it's you I'm with, yeah. I know I
compare me to her all the time, but she's not somebody I've avidly listened to. I've actually always been much more drawn to male artists, and I've listened to a lot of classic rock, so I don't really know where my music, like my style of music, comes from, because I listen to everything.
Well, I did notice, I said, gee, that's interesting. This, to me, sounds a little, there was like an influence of Norah Jones. But
yeah,
all the other cuts, not at all. I didn't hear Norah Jones at all.
Yeah, yeah. So like for Wolves, people say that it reminds them of James Bay. For City Shoes, it's kind of like a, I don't know what people have said for City Shoes, more like an Adele type thing, I guess. I don't know. But I've heard all sorts of different references.
Well, the one thing is clear, and your big hit, Unclear. One thing is clear to me, that while I might hear influences of this, that, or the other, you are unique. There's no other Victoria Canal. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor to have her on the show tonight. And
it's an honor for me. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. You are more than welcome. And believe me, anytime you'd like to come on Savino Veritas, please let me know. Or Skype me, in the middle of the night. Ask me an English question about about Thoreau or something. You and Thoreau or two peas in a pod. So I want to thank everyone for listening to us, Victoria Canal. And I wish you the very best. And I know there's going to be big things for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I wish all the best for you as well.
Everything but the truth. You've been listening to a special edition of Savino Veritas featuring Victoria Canal and her EP and wonderful music on Into the Pole and her hit. Please join us next Thursday and every Thursday right here on Savino Veritas. Take care.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end. By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.